hockey. Let's do that hockey.
Welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside absolutely no one because Anthony is on vacation visiting the beautiful mountains in Georgia with his lovely wife. I wish him nothing but the best on his vacation, and I actually don't miss him at all because I have a great show ahead of me. I've got a loaded show for you. Main event, Pims of the Week. I've got start sits. I got everything for you. I'm not going to miss a beat without Anthony. I promise you. I absolutely promise you I'm not going to miss a beat. Oh, man. I'm honestly so hyped right now. I've got hockey on the TV, hockey on my computer. I got the quadruple screens. I'm loaded up. Hockey season puck drop on Wednesday. I'm sure you guys all listen to the weekly preview show, which is for free on all podcasting platforms. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, though. Loaded show, like I said. And we're starting it off with the Pims of the Week. Starting off with our 2 minutes of the week is going to Joel Edmondson, the newly acquired Carolina Hurricanes defenseman who was shipped over from the St. Louis Blues in the exchange for Justin Falk and a few other pieces as well. But Joel Edmondson is getting this first 2 minutes because he jumped out onto the ice for opening skate with his skate guards on. And now this is just an unbelievable move by Joel Edmondson. It's a rookie move, especially on opening night. It's not something you want to do. A little side note for 2 minutes goes out to my boy Elias Anderson of the New York Rangers, who actually had a similar spill. He tripped over a wire skating out on opening night to his intro. He fell. The only reason why he doesn't get this 2 minutes, though, is because he got up and he made sure his flow was okay. He's got blonde, luscious locks. And he made sure he was good to go. So he's not my 2 minutes. He's just an honorable mention. Joel Edmondson, though, is getting it for the skate guard fall. It's just a rookie mistake, and he's a veteran in the league, and you just can't do that. 4 minutes is going to the Jacksonville Icemen warm-up jerseys. Anthony and I talked about this earlier on another show where the Icemen partnered up with Athletic Knit for their new jerseys, and that was a PIM on its own. This week, it's the Icemen's practice jerseys that they still have the CCM practice jerseys, but the CCM is Sharpied out. Like, they're not allowed to show the CCM logo anymore, so it's like, why not just get new jerseys? You're a professional hockey team. I understand the money's not that great, but you can't order some new practice jerseys for the, 15, 20 guys you have on your training camp roster? I just don't get this. You see the pictures on Facebook. You have to kind of look closely at the pictures you see on Facebook. I've seen Emerson Clark. He had the CCM jersey, but it's Sharpied out, but only part of it's Sharpied out. It's really whack. So 4 minutes is going to Sharpieing out practice jerseys? It doesn't make any sense. 5 minutes, though, this is the biggest one. My show notes started immediately following last week's show, and we saw the Philadelphia Flyers travel to Europe and lose a preseason hockey game to a European team for the first time since, I believe, 2011, when my New York Rangers lost to the European team. But they lost 4-3 to a European team. That's an NHL team should not be losing like that. It's just not okay. It's unbelievable. 2 minutes going to Joel Edmondson for the skate guard fall. 4 minutes going to Sharpieing out the CCM logo on practice jerseys. And 5 minutes going to the Philadelphia Flyers for being completely embarrassed by a European team. Whether it was 4-3 or not, you lost to a European team, and that's not okay. Ooh, man, it's kind of weird not having a partner. It's just weird not having someone with me here. It's weird. My producer's giving me a look. What do you need? What's going on?
Publix.
Publix.
Oh,
no, I can't embarrass your friend like that. So my producer's, I guess I will now at this point. So my producer is letting me know about something that was supposed to be mentioned in the Pims of the Week. She has a friend on Facebook who literally posted about a fellow Iceman fan who is renewing his vows at the first tailgate of the season next week. And he was ordering a cake. And the cake, the lady who he called just so happened to be a friend of the producer of the new producer of this show. And the lady posted about it and was saying that hockey's not popular and basketball is more popular in Florida than hockey. And that's it's just an unreal statement to have. That it just blows my mind that people could be so unaware of the fact that hockey exists. And we literally have more hockey teams in Florida than we have basketball teams. Actually, think about that, people. So really, 2 minutes going to Joel Edmondson for the Forgotten Skate Guards, 4 minutes going to sharpieing out the CCM logo, and 5 minutes going to the Flyers being upset by the European team 4-3. Moving on now, we move on to our starts. I say our because I'm joined by two people or one person. I'm by myself. My starts, my sits, and my call-ups. I'm not going to be a wild card. I'm doing it by the order, unlike Anthony. My start is what I talked about earlier on in the show. I'm starting the NHL season. It's finally back. We've all been waiting for it. We've waited long and hard throughout a long, long summer. And we have puck drop. We had loaded games on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, tonight. We are so loaded up with hockey. It's so great. We got to see the Capitals and the Blues take each other on on opening night, and that was a thriller of a game. We got to see the rivalry renew between the San Jose Sharks and the Vegas Golden Knights. It's truly great to see hockey back. I missed it. I know you missed it. We all missed it. They're my start of the week. My sit is going to, and this might come as a surprise, I am sitting the New York Rangers for not naming a captain for the second straight year. It's unacceptable. I am totally against not having a captain for a season. A lot of people, Anthony and I discussed it on the last show when we previewed the Metropolitan Division. We said Mika Zibanejad should be the captain of the New York Rangers. And the Rangers came out and said, hey, we're rolling out 4 alternate captains once again. And it makes absolutely no sense. I hate seeing teams without captains. You need a leader. You need that one guy. And I guess I forgot to mention this because I'm rolling solo here. Our main event of the show, I'm drafting the top 10 best captains in the league. And this stems from this point here that teams need captains. Teams need that one guy to be the guy to go to in the locker room or the guy to go to on the bench, the guy to go to on the ice. The Rangers are getting my sit this week for not naming a captain. Ooh, my call-up this week, though, my call-up, it's back, baby. The Carolina Hurricanes storm surge is back. They got rid of it a little bit last season. Close to the end of the season, they got rid of it. It's back, baby. The storm surge is rolling. They did the skull chant last night after their victory, or 2 nights ago after their victory. Dougie Hamilton was in center ice leading the charge, or leading the surge, I should say. Terrible puns. No one here to laugh at them. So, the storm surge is back, though. That's my call-up this week. I'm so excited to see it back. I've talked about it in the show before, though, that it gives personality to the game. And the storm surge, that's what the storm surge does. All you old curmudgeons, you got to relax. The storm surge is great for hockey, especially in a market like Carolina. So that was my starts, that was my sits, and that was my call-ups. I'm starting the hockey season being back. I'm sitting the Rangers not having a C, and I'm calling up the storm surge, baby, because it's back. Ooh, I love this. I kind of like doing this solo thing. It's a lot of talking, but, you know, it's fun. It's entertaining. Anthony's not here. Brett's not here. I don't have anyone on the phone. Ooh, it's entertaining. I'm only 8 minutes into the show. Holy shit, I got a main event to do, and I'm not even... This is going to be a very quick show because I talk really, really fast when I'm by myself. Ooh, and that's why I'm taking a sip of this water here. Really, really poor audio. Absolutely poor audio. But this is what it's about, the Power Play Podcast. Did I even mention that in the beginning of the show? I didn't even do any plugs or nothing. This is ridiculous being on solo. All right, folks. It's time to get down to it. It's time to get down to the... Oh, wow. Hands again wrapped around... I don't even know. What?
Where's your drops?
Where's my drops? I don't have drops. I didn't even plug my phone in. I don't have drops. What are you looking at? All right. Let's get into it. Forget that noise. It's time for the main event, folks. It is time for the draft. Not the draft. I'm ranking the top 10 captains in the league today, or the top 6. I have 10. I have 10 captains. No, I don't. I don't have 10 captains. I have six or seven captains. I'm going to go through those captains, though, and let you know who the best captains in the league are right now. Obviously, coming in at number one is Sid the Kid, Sidney Crosby of the Pittsburgh Penguins. He deserves it the most. He's still the best hockey player in the game. He leads by example on and off the ice. He's always making players around him better. He is the true definition of a great captain. Sidney Crosby comes in at number one. We've seen him make several players really big-name players. Playing with him, that's what a great captain does. Not only does he score goals, he sets players up. He leads on and off the ice, like I said. Guys like Jake Guentzel, Connor Sheary, Chris Kunitz. We've seen countless players play alongside the captain, Sidney Crosby, and they flourish and maybe move on and not do so well, like Connor Sheary maybe in Buffalo. But Sidney Crosby is number one. There really isn't another number one here. He is the sole leader at number one, at top captain in the league. Now, number two is going to surprise everybody. Number two is Nick Foligno of the Columbus Blue Jackets. I know, breathe. It's Nick Foligno. I know no one talks about him. He is my number two captain in the league, and I'll tell you why. He's going into his eighth year as a member of the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's been the captain for a few years now, and he is another guy who does lead by example on and off the ice. He's extremely committed to a team that hasn't been that great in the past. They've been picking it up, of course, as of late. We'll see this season his true leadership come to play, though. This guy, he lives and breathes Columbus Blue Jackets hockey. If you've never seen what Nick Foligno does off the ice with all of his charity work and things like that, he is an incredible story off the ice, and you definitely need to go check it out. This guy, like I said, he is a true natural leader of this team. It's what is great about the Columbus Blue Jackets. He is one of my favorite captains in the league today, and that's why I have him at number two, because he leads on and off the ice, and I mean, he's everything you want in a captain. He's not afraid to scrap when he needs to scrap. He's not afraid to work hard and get down low in the gritty areas when he has to. He puts the puck in the back of the net. He plays great defense. What's not to like about Nick Foligno? Nick Foligno at number two. Now, number three, and I know most people are waiting for the big name. There's two big name players that you're obviously waiting for, and you're going to have to keep waiting, because number three is Claude Giroux of the Philadelphia Flyers. Yes, I said it, Claude Giroux of the Philadelphia Flyers. It's not something I want to say as a Ranger fan. You can obviously see it everywhere. We're diehard Ranger fans, but Claude Giroux is the third best captain in this league, and I'll tell you why. Claude Giroux, if you look at the Philadelphia Flyers lineup for the past several years, Claude Giroux has been flanked by countless young players flowing through the Philadelphia Flyers system. And every year, Claude Giroux steps his game up, and this is going to be a trend throughout this segment. Claude Giroux leads by example with all the young players. You look at their roster now, you got like guys like Travis Konecny, you've got Nolan Patrick, guys like that. Even Sean Couturier, that's another guy who has really learned a ton from Claude Giroux. He has been with the team for so long. He has been a big player for the Philadelphia Flyers throughout the years, coming up clutch with goals. Like I said with Nick Foligno, Claude Giroux is not afraid to scrap it up too. We've seen him before get under the skin of number one ranked Sidney Crosby. This guy is another true definition of a captain. You look at the guys that he's with: Travis Konecny, Sean Couturier. Literally, Sean Couturier this past season had a career year, mainly because of learning under Claude Giroux for so many years. I know a lot of people making me shit for numbers two and three, Nick Foligno and Claude Giroux, but these two truly deserve it. Two of the most underrated captains in this league. Claude Giroux at number three. Number four, here's your big name for you: Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid comes in at number four as the best captain in the league. He is a player who is... Once again, you talk about leading by example. Claude Giroux leads by example. And really, there's no one else in Edmonton that can do anything else. We've seen Connor McDavid literally leave it all out there, play through injuries, and do whatever it takes to get Edmonton to the next level. And at this point, he kind of has to. But Connor McDavid being at such a young age, doing what he's doing as the leader of this team, it's absolutely incredible. Connor McDavid at number four. Another big name here coming up that most guys were expecting. Alexander Ovechkin. Alexander the Great coming in at number five on the list. He is someone that a lot of people gave a lot of shit to before he won the Stanley Cup about being lazy, about not being a two-way forward. And then in comes Barry Trotz, the great coach that Barry Trotz is. He has turned Alexander Ovechkin's career around, in my opinion. He has been absolutely great for Alexander Ovechkin's career. He has turned him into the fifth best captain in the league, because now Alexander Ovechkin is the guy leading on the bench, on and off the ice. He's grinding it out. He's rounding his players together. He is firing the boys up with big hits, scoring big goals, setting up in the office, obviously. Alexander Ovechkin comes in at number five on my list as the top, as the fifth captain, fifth best captain in the league. And now sixth, and this is my final one here. Sixth, the sixth best captain in the league today is Alex Pietrangelo of the Stanley Cup winning St. Louis Blues. Now, we all know the story. The St. Louis Blues were last in the league January 1st or whatever it was last season. They were one of the worst teams in the league towards the All-Star break. Once New Year's Day picked up, or I shouldn't say All-Star break, the All-Star break's in January. Jesus Christ. January 1st, worst team in the league. To Stanley Cup champions, you need a great captain to keep the troops in line. Alex Pietrangelo does that. Your team, you don't go from worst to first without a good leader. Alex Pietrangelo does that. He's a great locker room guy. From everything I hear out of St. Louis, he is the guy in St. Louis to lead the team. They used to have Kevin Shattenkirk there. They had David Backes. Alex Pietrangelo learned a lot of his stuff from the great David Backes. I say the great David Backes, a great leader that is David Backes. David Backes was the heart and soul guy in St. Louis, and now it's Alex Pietrangelo. You don't go from worst to first without a great captain, and Alex Pietrangelo is that. Now, I made the list, and I said, you know what? I've got stories to tell about six captains, and that's what it's going to be. I have my final four here, and I'm just going to run through them real quick. Not going to get too much into detail. You can at me. I'm at Vinny Powerplay if you disagree or you think I left a captain off the list. Going through 7, 8, 9, and 10 here, I've got Jamie Benn of the Dallas Stars, another lead-by-example type of guy. He's a guy who gets real physical and is not afraid to drop the mitts for his team. He's another one. He comes in at number 7. Jordan Staal, the recently named captain of the Carolina Hurricanes, now that Justin Williams is gone. He's been a veteran in the league for quite some time. Jordan Staal comes in at number 8. At number 9, we have Mark Giordano, the reigning Norris Trophy winner out of Calgary. The defenseman for the Calgary Flames has been leading the charge with a lot of, another similar to Claude Giroux, but Mark Giordano is on the back end with a lot of young defensemen. He's now got Noah Hanifin there helping him out. Brody's there. There's a lot of pieces there that Mark Giordano is rallying up. Mark Giordano at number 9. And number 10, probably the most underrated player in the National Hockey League, Oliver Ekman-Larsson comes in at number 10. The guy lives and breathes Arizona hockey. He's there for the team. He's willing to take pay cuts to make sure that other guys can be signed. That's what you want out of your leader. Oliver Ekman-Larsson comes in at number 10. That is my top 10 captains of the league. Number 1, Sidney Crosby. Number 2, Nick Foligno. Number 3, Claude Giroux. 4, Connor McDavid. 5, Alexander Ovechkin. And number 6, Alex Pietrangelo. Boom. There you have it, folks. Whew. Just going to take a little sip of the Wadskis here. Because I got to do my plugs now. Wrapping up the show. 20 minutes. You guys have had to listen to me for 20 minutes long. I want to know how you guys feel about that. At Vinny Powerplay or at the Powerplay Pod on Twitter. You can check us out. On that note, folks, though, that was my captains. That was my start sits of the week. That was my PIMS of the week. Anthony will return with me next week for another episode of the Power Play Podcast. We're going to be recording it midweek, though, and releasing it on our normal Saturday, though, because I got my own vacation coming up with the producer. We're going on a cruise. She's excited for it. On that note, folks, thank you guys so much for tuning into the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Podcast. That's Twitter, that's Instagram, and that's Facebook. And of course, we are available on all podcasting platforms. Go check us out wherever you get your podcast. We're there. And of course, you're watching this beautiful face right now on YouTube. If you're listening to me right now, you are really missing out because I look freaking amazing today. My hair is on point, so I've been told from the producer. You're going to want to check it out. Go over to the YouTube at the Power Play Podcast. Hit the subscribe button. Let us know what you think of the show. On that note, folks, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Power Play Podcast. For absolutely no one in the studio, I'm the one and only Vinny Milani. Thank you, and have a good night or day whenever you're listening
or watching.